If you'd like to turn to James chapter 1, James chapter 1 verse 22, it says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholds himself and goes his way, and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. But whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty, continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." So, start of camp. Obviously, we're going to hear the word from different speakers. We're going to be built up, and we're going to be praying. So it's important, first of all, to hear the word. That's very important, because the Bible says, you know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So it's very important that we hear the word of God. We get faith. Well, the Bible also says that faith without works, it's incomplete. It's dead, isn't it? So yeah, we're going to hear lots of talks, and that's great. But it's when we put what we've heard into action that we're going to be blessed. And that's what we want to be. We all want to be blessed. We all want to get a blessing. And all the people said. And it's great, you know, when we get a blessing. It's just we can see the Lord working in our lives. And that's what it's about. It's not about going to church. We used to go to church when we were Catholics or when we were Protestant or whatever. We went to church one day a week, and we just went home and nothing happened. But it's different now. We're spirit-filled. The Bible says that we're lively stones. We're alive. So it's great to hear the word, but it's putting it into action that's going to give us the blessing. So maybe we take a thought home is as we put God's word into action, that's when the blessing. That's when we get the blessing. Hebrews 11, chapter 11, just verse 6 there. "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So we believe that, don't we? We believe that as we continue to seek the Lord, he's going to reward us. And so... If we believe that, we'll continue to do that work. Because seeking the Lord is a work. Reading the Bible is a work. Hearing the word, you know, okay, somebody else has perhaps done the work and we're there, we're listening to it. But when we look at the word ourselves, when we actually pick up the Bible and read it, we're actually doing the work ourselves, aren't we, in that sense? When we're praying, it's you know, works of faith, aren't they? And we get the blessing. We get the blessing because we've done the work. So we believe that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And I guess the emphasis is on, you know, keep seeking him diligently. Acts 16 and verse 8. "And they passing by Mysia, came down to Troas. And the vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavoured to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them." And I think, looked in the map, it was about 150 kilometres away, this place. It looks like in the map they went by boat. Because if they had gone by road, that would have taken them a lot longer. And sometimes, you know, we're prompted, aren't we? We're led by the Spirit to do some things. I'm sure that you've been in a position where the Lord has has shown you, or has pushed you, or has invited you to speak God's word. A couple of examples, but just one. I remember the guy that witnessed to me in Melbourne. He was a shy man, He said to me, we lived sort of close by, and he said to me, you know, he said, George, one night I was walking home from the train station, and I felt that the Spirit was telling me to go and knock on this door, which is not like him to do that at all. I just felt the Spirit was telling me to go and knock on this door and talk to whoever was inside. And even though he was a shy man, he pushed himself, you know, he went, knocked on the door, and this woman came out, and she had a great need. And he was able to witness to her. I don't know exactly what happened in the end, but he was led by the Spirit, you know, and it's great when that happens, isn't it? And I'm sure it's happened to you, it's happened to me. I remember I met the guy who spoke to, who witnessed to Pastor Godfrey. I met the guy. I mean, I met Pastor Godfrey as well, but I met the guy in Melbourne that both me and Janine met him. He was a bus driver. He was a Greek guy. And told me about his experience, you know, his testimony. He was telling us about his testimony, and I sort of mentioned the testimony that he had. And he said, he got baptized on the Sunday, and on the Monday he was driving a truck, you know, full of people, and in his mind he was praising God, and he actually received the Holy Spirit while he was driving the bus. But he told me that he used to drive at night as well, and sometimes he used to get some hooligans in the back of the bus giving him lots of cheek. And he was a strong man, and he used to thump them before to keep them quiet. Anyway, he said, after I got spirit filled, you know, there was three louts. There was no one else in the bus. It was late. I'm in the back of the bus, and now we're giving me cheek, you know, just swearing, giving me cheek. And, you know, he's driving the truck, looking at him, and they're giving him cheek, you know, heaps, you know. And Lord, I don't want to have to hit him, Lord. No, I don't want to have to hit him. He's saying, I'm a changed man now. I'm a changed man. And anyway, one of them starts coming up towards him, you know, really giving him cheek. And I'm not sure if he was going slow or stopped. And he just turned around and looked at him like this. The moment he looked at him, he said, the guy stretched his arms out. He went white in the face. His hair stood up and called out, Jesus, Christ Jesus, went back in his chair. And he never said a peep after that. And I get goosebumps. You know, when you told me that story, it's amazing. And why did I tell you that story? Because, you know, great things happen, amazing things happen. It's never boring being in the Lord, is it, if we step out in faith? We never know what the Lord's going to do for us. And all the people said. All right. So here we see that Paul, of course, goes to Macedonia. And in Macedonia, he goes to Philippi. So he starts the church of the Philippians. Thessalonica. Starts the church of Thessalonica. Then he goes to down to Athens. Doesn't do very good in Athens. And then, of course, to the Corinthian church later on. So a lot of things happened. He also got chucked in jail, but, the Lord did a great miracle in jail when he sent the earthquake, and the jailer himself got spirit-filled and saved, and all his family. So sometimes things can be a bit hairy, but the Lord has always got something wonderful for us if we just step out in faith. Okay, let's go to Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of the prison to them that are bound. And the Lord has given, you know, that to us. He's given this ability to preach to the brokenhearted. And I did speak once to a brokenhearted man, and I won't go into details. He lost a loved one. And the boss told me to go and see him. He came to pick up some photos. And again, I was moved by the Spirit to talk to this man at the time. Now, this was a situation where it was a reception area where many photographers came and went, a receptionist, but she wasn't there at the time. And I decided to speak to this man. And in 20 minutes, nobody came in, nobody went out. It was just me and this man. And this man ended up coming to the Lord, getting Spirit-filled. And as far as I know, he's still going on in the Lord. So, you know, sometimes we step out. In fact, I was, again, prompted by the Spirit to talk to him, I believe. So it's, you know, we get blessed doing the deed. And all the people say, amen. Amen. Colossians 4. And Colossians 4, just from verse 1, masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. With all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak, walking wisdom towards them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. And as we go on in the Lord, you know, we get a little bit wiser on how to speak to people. You know, sometimes when we're sort of new in the Lord, we sort of wait around the corner with the biggest Bible we can and bash people over the head with it, and we win the argument, and we get the sword out and we cut them into 100,000 pieces. Yeah, we won. You know. But, you know, the Bible tells us to walk in wisdom here. And it says, you know, be gentle, be harmless as doves, wise as serpents. Because we want to win them over for the Lord, don't we? We don't want to particularly be overbearing to them. We don't particularly want to win the argument. We want to win them for the Lord. We want to bring them to the Lord. So it tells us here, you know, to be wise, to have a good testimony to people, that they can see that we, you know, we care for them. Talks about redeeming the time too there. That's an interesting word, redeeming. It's, it means to buy back or to rescue from loss. You know, and we have a certain amount of time on this earth. Let us use it as much as we can, you know, to work for the Lord. It's a way to say thank you to the Lord, isn't it? To give out the word of God whenever we can. You know, not everybody can go out on the street and give pamphlets out. I understand that, but people that know you or that you come across, you know, be courageous and speak to them. You just don't know what's going on in people's lives until you start talking about the Lord. They might not be interested. That's fine. Then you know they're not interested. But we just don't know, and you know, we don't have much time here on earth. So let's use it to spread the kingdom of God. Just the last scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Actually, it's the second last scripture. I did tell a lie. Nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure, having this seal, the Lord knows them that are his, and let everyone that names the name of the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honour and some to dishonour. If any man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honour, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. The word meet means useful, or easily used, or profitable. And that's what we want to be. We want to be useful for the Lord, don't we? And before we weren't useful because we didn't know the Lord. We were useless as far as giving out the truth. We didn't know the truth. I didn't know the truth. But now we are useful We are useful. We are easily used for the Lord. And let's be like that. And it says, yeah, okay, if we're going to do that, let's keep ourselves, you know, let's not get involved in the things of this world. You know, let's leave those things behind because they're not going to help us. They're not going to help us to be, you know, the Bible tells us to be separate from the world. The world doesn't savor the things that we savor. The world doesn't think much at all about God and Christ and what he's done for us, but we know better. So we need to keep ourselves, you know, clean from the world. And just to finish off, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. Just one verse there. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. It's a wonderful ministry that we have, a ministry of reconciliation, a ministry about peace, about joy in the Holy Ghost. That's what we bring to people. We bring them peace. We bring them joy. We bring them hope. There's not much hope in this world. If you look at the news, what's happening around. But we have this ministry of reconciliation, a wonderful ministry that we have. So, just recapping, it's the doers of the word who get the blessing. Let's let the Spirit lead us to where there's a need. When we see the need, let us have a willing heart. Let's be wise and friendly in our manner to preach, not pushy, overbearing. Let's stay separate from the world and its ways and not fall in its many deceits. And all the people said,